Sure.
Oh, is it? Me.
It's all right. COVID's not a thing anymore, right? Yeah, it's fine. Am I okay with a hat? I'm not offending anyone. Okay, good. So, I know. Sometimes it's like if you talk in a church with a hat, people might throw you out or something. But not our church. Praise God. Hey? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Tell me that every day. Thank you. Yeah, you look cool. Okay, so yeah, it is my privilege to be here, and I'm excited. God is good, and I just love coming to worship on Sunday, the church family. And I really loved what Rob shared last week. He shared about grace, and I found that message very powerful. Okay. I think I'm sharing his message today or something, am I? Or? No, that's not my slides, but that's okay. I was like, wow, like double grace message. Now, but my big takeaway from that is that, yeah, often we do hear grace is the unmerited favor of God, but it's not just the unmerited favor of God. It's actually the empowering presence of God as well. And as Rob shared that, I was just like, man, that is my whole life story. Like when I was so far away from God, I had an encounter with his presence, and that was before I knew the Bible, before I knew anything about Jesus, before I knew God. Yet somehow I had this encounter with the invisible presence, the tangible presence of God that was absolutely life transforming. And from that moment, my life has never been the same. I've had this hunger, this fire burning to follow after Jesus. Yeah, that's just transformed me. And here's my slides. Great. That is right. So yeah, so this morning I'm actually talking about calling. And I want to share a few things around calling. I don't have a joke this morning. I'm really sorry, but that's okay. I don't want to break the that God is good. But I want to answer some generic kind of questions about calling this morning. There are things that I think God calls all believers to. And I think it's also really important to note that our calling is actually also tied up in our identity with Christ. Because if we don't know who we are, then we'll never fulfill the calling that God places on our lives. Amen. Preach it, brother. Yeah. And then tonight, so this is just a pump for the PM service. I'm going to be sharing again a little bit more on calling. So I'm just getting warmed up this morning. So I'm just, you know, doing a bit of calling stuff. And then tonight, we're just going to go a little bit deeper into calling. So that's why you should all come to the PM service. It's going to be fire. Okay. But calling really is. It's about doing something significant. It's about doing something that has eternal impact. It's something that is unique and special. We all carry something that is unique and special to us. And I just want to remind us here this morning that you have been called by God. You have been called. And I know that we're in a significant season right now. You know, we are going through transition and change, whatever we want to call it. There's stuff happening in our church. But God has called you for a time such as this. He has called you. And he's entrusted us and called us in this season that we're in right now. So yeah, he's called you. He's called you. So here's the question. Have you ever thought, what's my calling? That's just me, yeah, pretty much, yeah. Or have you ever thought, oh my gosh, what if I miss my calling? Like, what if I've chosen the wrong career? What if I've missed the opportunity to ask that chick out? No, well, that was like, you know, long time ago. I didn't miss the opportunity. I just went for it. But you know, have you ever thought, oh, what if I've missed the call of God on my life? Because I think sometimes we can actually confuse, we can confuse our calling with what we do. We can often think our calling is what we do. I mean, it is part of it, but I would also suggest to us this morning that calling is actually about who we are before what we do. Calling is about who we are before what we do. So 2 Timothy 1:9. Let me just tell you what it doesn't say. It doesn't say, for God saved us to become a teacher. It doesn't say God saved us to become a preacher or a pastor or a musician or a professional gamer. Apparently that's a thing these days. Like, people get paid to play video games. Wouldn't that be the life? Just if anyone's got a prophetic word about that for me, please give it to me. I mean, that would just be awesome. But it doesn't say that, does it? It actually says, what does it say? For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He actually calls us to be set apart for Him. And I love this, because actually, like, we hear the word holy, and I think most of us would be like, ooh, holy, oh, like, I just go stiff, I'm like, holy, oh, like. But holiness is actually just an expression of our love towards God. It's not about do's and don'ts. It's about a relationship with God. And part of holiness is we are called to be different. Our lives reflect Jesus. And that looks very different to what the world values. We're set apart and called by Jesus to live a holy life. Now, God fully accepts us in Jesus. Like we heard, you know, grace last week. But He calls us to live a holy life. And I think maybe that's a bit weird, right? I want to become more holy. I mean, who says that? That's just weird, right? But it's not because I'm trying to earn God's love. It's not because I'm like trying to impress God. I've got to be holy so I can like be more accepted or something. No, He fully accepts us in Jesus. But because He loves me in Jesus, because I understand, oh my gosh, there's this incredible love for me in Jesus. My life, like, I can't help but want to like follow after the things of God. I can't help but want to like live for Him. And part of that is like, I'm set apart. There's this holiness that starts to develop. If anyone wants dating advice, I always just say, keep it holy. It's good. But I can't live a holy life in my own strength, and neither can you. If you thought you can, well, I'm sorry, you can't. Because it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that I'm able to live this out. It's by the presence of God, His empowering presence in us that enables us to actually live this out. It's this thing called grace. Timothy 1:9, for God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was His plan from before the beginning of time, to show us His grace through Christ Jesus. And I don't know about you, but for me, I feel like the Bible is like pretty clear in a lot of things. I mean, there's some stuff that I read, I'm like, Leviticus, okay. But it is generally pretty clear. It talks so much about becoming more and more like Jesus every day. It's about who we are before what we do. And I think sometimes a better question to ask ourselves in regards to calling is not about, oh God, what are You calling me to do? But instead it's about, who am I called to become? Who is it that You are calling me to be? God. Because we all have different elements of calling in our lives. This is true. I mean, I'm called to be a follower of Jesus. also called to be a husband, to be a father, also called to be a pastor. But I do believe it's who we are is actually more important than what we do. Because the thing is, if this is not true, this is just me giving an example. But if I'm going to say, oh yeah, I'm this cool pastor, thank you Vicky, with a cool hat, and I'm up here like doing cool, great things that look good and whatever, but then at home I'm not treating my wife and daughter well, then I'm not fulfilling the call of God on my life. There's a disconnect. I don't have any, there's a lack of integrity in what I'm doing. So just saying that to stress the point that it matters who we are more than what we do. Who we are matters more than what we do, okay? So, because I do believe if we don't know our identity in Christ, then it's going to be a struggle to live out our God-given calling. So, I don't know, I just love knowing who I am in Jesus, because that just helps me do everything in life, pretty much. I love what, so Craig Rochelle, he's actually doing Global Leadership Summit. Bit of a plug for that too. Yeah. But he says this. He says, calling isn't about something important you do in the future. It's about your faithfulness to Jesus today. Calling isn't about something important you do in the future. It's about your faithfulness to Jesus today. So calling isn't just about your unique, specific gifting. It actually starts with the who. And as you set yourself apart for God, everything you do becomes for Him. There's an awesome story in Mark chapter 10. I don't know if I put this in there, but it says this, right? 10:35 to 45. Has anyone watched The Chosen? Great TV series. But there's these two brothers called James and John. Is it Big James and Little John? But anyway, you know, they're hanging out with Jesus one day and they're, you know, having conversation, and they say to Jesus, we want to be important. Like, we want to sit on your left side and your right side. And Jesus is just like, I don't think you guys have really got the point. But he goes on at the end of towards the end of the chapter, and he answers them and says, you know, if you want to be a leader, you know, you got to be a servant. If you want to be first, you know, you got to be last. If you want to be great, you got to become the least. And then we get to chapter 11, and this is just Brody's, this is not like proved or anything. Then we get to chapter 11, and we all know the story. It's the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And he sends these two disciples to go get a donkey. And I'm just like, oh, could that be James and John? Is he trying to perhaps teach them something there? If I was Jesus, I would be like, yeah, I'd definitely do that. But I'm not Jesus. This is just a theory. So he sends these two disciples to get a donkey. Could you imagine being those two disciples? Like, if that was me, I'd be like, oh, Jesus, oh, yeah, I'm ready to serve you. Where's the hype? Oh, who are we going to pray for? Oh, we're going to see some awesome miracles. Let's go. I'm ready. You're on donkey duty. Like, what? 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 Looks like I missed the big calling, hey? But here's the thing. The size of your assignment never determines the significance of your impact. See, that was something that seemed very small and insignificant to those two disciples who were called to go collect a colt donkey and bring it to Jesus for his triumphal entrance. And I don't know if they actually really knew the significance that that carried in the moment. That fulfilled so much Old Testament prophecy. and it was this little thing of donkey duty. But if we want to discover our calling, it is. It's more about the who. It's less about us, and it's more about Him. And we must decrease so He can increase. It's not about our name. It's not about our rights. And I hear this all the time. I deserve this. It's my right. But rather it becomes all about the one who gave his all for us. See, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. And grace empowers us to live this out. And it's the Holy Spirit living in us that enables us to live out our calling to be who God calls us to be. And I do believe if we live out of that place of everything we do is for the glory of God. Like, we don't have to go chasing a calling. What often happens is our calling ends up finding us. As we fix our eyes on Jesus, as we seek first the kingdom of God. I'm going to talk, more about this tonight. So come to the PM service. It's going to be fire. But we're called to who before we do. So what am I called to? I think first, it really is about knowing you are a beloved child of God. You are loved more than you can ever imagine. And it doesn't matter how far you might feel from God, He loves you. He loves you as much as He ever will right now, here and now. He's forgiven us fully, past, present, future. Oh, Jesus is such good news. There is such a peace in that, isn't there? But when we embrace that love, it's actually, I think, impossible for our lives to stay the same. Things start to change. Because as God's love takes a hold of your life, we start to follow Jesus into the call of laying down our lives to follow Him with all that we are. And it comes from a place of knowing His incredible love. It's awesome, right? Here's another thought. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm guilty. I like to feel important. But Jesus isn't going to say to me one day when I get to heaven, "Well done, my good, important servant." And I'm hoping He'll say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." I mean, I've still got a while to go. But our success isn't based, it's not based on how important we look to other people. I think it's more about how faithful we are in our love and pursuit of Jesus. And success isn't about accomplishing something big out there in the future. It's about being faithful to Jesus today. Ephesians 4:1, Paul writes this. He says, "Therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord." So this is the Apostle Paul writing. He was literally in jail because of serving Jesus, spreading the good news. He says, "I beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God." So that's an encouragement for us this morning. Wherever we find ourselves, we're called to reflect Jesus. Whatever our context is, wherever we are in life, whether that's with our families, with our friends, with our co-workers, we're called to reflect Jesus.